Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Your host, James, here, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
Beth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic Monday out there. We're going to have some fun in a little bit. We're actually going to push back entertainment a little. We'll do that towards the end of the hour.
Okay.
When we come back after the Kitchen's Open segment, we will be getting into the best fair foods in all 50 states.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
We're looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun. But it is a Monday in the 10 o'clock hour. You all know what that means.
Tell me something good.
Good morning and welcome to the Kitchen's Open on WFHR, sponsored by the Hotel Me. Yay! Choose from 150 guests and suites that combine the timeless charm of a historic hotel with sleek, modern decor. Sink into a comfortable bed and check all your social media networks using their free wireless internet access. The Hotel Me can become your destination for vacation in your own backyard. Well, Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, eating her...
Oh, I know this one. I know this. We learned this about this the last episode, eating her cottage cheese.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. We learned that cottage...
Got
that. You don't get those. You don't get those very often.
No, I can't. So that's good. I can't give it to myself.
Yes, we learned that cottage cheese is just another name for curds and whey.
Exactly. We discussed the history and nutritional value that this sometimes maligned cheese gets. We learned that it is high in protein, low in fat, provides calcium. It can help you feel fuller longer, which can aid in weight loss. And at the end of the episode last week, I promised that I would discuss creative ways to incorporate it into meals as a healthy alternative. This week, not only am I going to fulfill that promise, we are going to have a taste test using an adaptation of one of the recipes I found.
Nice.
That's fun.
Tests are always fun.
Yes.
Exciting.
A radio staple taste test.
That's right.
It's always good. Yep. Always fun.
And you don't have to watch us chew. You know, that's the other thing, you know.
My mom was listening to the show the other week, and when I confessed on the air that I was 40-some years old when I found out that curds and whey was actually cottage cheese and everything, she took this as personal. Like she had done something in her, like of all the things that she had trained me for as a young man and everything, that I had not learned this or anything. So she'll be very happy to know that not only do I know, but I can actually back up a little bit.
There you go, right.
Absolutely, yeah. There you go. Well, my interest in the topic actually came from social media. There are a slew of TikTok videos and reels on Facebook of influencers using cottage cheese in recipes. The one that seems to have sparked them all is making cottage cheese ice cream, which is a high-protein, healthier version. Blending cottage cheese with fruit and honey or maple syrup gives a healthier alternative to sugar and fat-heavy ice cream. And I read in some of the recipes available online that it can have an icier texture than a creamy ice cream texture, but by blending in a banana, the texture can be a little bit more similar.
Okay.
So the easiest recipe I found online was high-protein ice cream, cottage cheese ice cream from Nourished by Nick. At Nourished by Nick with just a C.com. So in a high power blender, what you're going to do, or a food press, 2 cups of 2% cottage cheese, 1 cup of fruit of your choice, and 1 to 3 tablespoons of, depending on your sweetness preference. Then you add, again, this is optional, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract and 1.5 medium processor or high power. Blend until it's smooth. Once that's done, run an ice cream scoop under warm water to help you scoop out your ice cream and enjoy.
Right, right. And it's interesting because one of the videos that I overheard you listening to is that they have to remind people that cottage cheese is dairy, right?
It's cheese.
It's cheese. It is literally cheese. So you can't forget to do that. But, and that makes sense, though. You know, just substituting that for cream. It works out smoothly that you can just substitute one for the other. Now you have to do a couple of different things with it,
right?
But that you can do that, and it works basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite topics is cold fusion. I love learning about it, researching it, diving more and more into it, and finding out different parts of things and having to look up the words of some of these scientists are saying and everything so I know what they're talking about. I cannot wrap my brain around ice cream cottage cheese.
I've tried it once.
I can't do it. I don't know how to do this, and I don't know how to do this taste test. I'm gonna be honest with everybody.
That's fair. That's
you're
fair.
You're going to be fine. Yeah. I promise you. And a lot depends on how sweetened you like things. Like if you like really sugary tasting stuff, you'll want to add more honey or maple syrup, and that's to make it healthier. You can always just add sugar.
Right.
You just
if
need
you
to
don't
make
care
sure
about that,
that it
right.
blends yeah. well. That's it can have a little bit grittier texture to it if you use granulated sugar.
Ooh, that told me.
Then if you use maple syrup right. or honey, because that's already in liquid form.
Right.
So if you can find like monk fruit or agave is another one that people will use, something that's in liquid form. That's what you're going to want to use in that kind of a recipe. Otherwise, you will get that little bit of grittiness to it.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. So while all of the ice cream things to me sound delicious, and I've tried some of them, again, you're going to want to make sure that you test the sweetness before you freeze it to make sure that you have that right sweetness. That wasn't the recipe I tried, though. So as I was pursuing the options, I found one that reminded me of my childhood, something that isn't recommended to us anymore. Do you remember when your mom would make homemade chocolate chip cookies and you would eat a little bit of that dough before she baked them?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yep.
Nowadays, that's not a good idea because of the possible foodborne illnesses and ailments that you can get from the uncooked eggs and flour. Mm-hmm. However, you can make a copycat recipe that tastes almost as good using cottage cheese. So that's what I did. I found a recipe on a website of a full-time recipe developer named Samantha Russo called Sam Does Her Best. Her five-ingredient cottage cheese cookie dough plays on the classic chocolate chip cookie dough recipe.
That's a job.
Yeah.
Recipe developer?
Yeah.
What a job.
I was
what
like,
a job.
Whoa, interesting. Okay.
I want that job.
Because if you think about all the foodies that are out there, they're constantly looking for something new.
Yeah.
So to have somebody that's doing nothing but trying to develop new recipes.
That's interesting. Wow.
That's something I would consider as a
enjoy
side hustle.
Doing. So yeah, right.
I kind of did that a little bit with this because I adapted what she had there. So you add 1 cup of cottage cheese, 1/4 cup maple syrup or honey, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract to a blender or food processor and blend until completely smooth. Transfer the cottage cheese mixture into a bowl and mix in 1 cup of almond flour and 1 scoop of vanilla protein powder. Then fold in 1/2 cup of chocolate chips. Serve immediately or store in an airtight container in the fridge for up to 5 days. Now, I have an almond allergy in my household, so I couldn't include that ingredient. So instead, I used oat flour that I had on hand and about 1/2 cup of, which was about 1/2 cup, and finished it off with 1/2 cup of coconut flour. I also didn't have the protein powder, so that's why I used cacao powder instead. And I brought the result for us to try. So take
that great stuff. All right.
At
I'll
least
really do
try.
It.
I'll you
really
don't, do it. I'll tell you what I tell my boys. You don't have to like it, but you have to try it.
I will try it.
I tried it last night and I liked
you
it.
You go ahead and talk about it for a second.
So, yeah. So what I found, because we did excellent.
Which makes it really interesting. Yeah. So much sweetness to it. So
if you like more of the bittersweet, this is a great thing for
absolutely.
You. Absolutely. If you like more of the sweetened cookie dough, I would consider adding a little bit more either vanilla extract or a little bit more maple syrup or honey. Mm-hmm. I used maple syrup for mine.
Trying to think of the last time I was right. As I'm never right. I'm always wrong on these things. It's really good.
See?
It's really good. I really like the texture. Dang it.
There's no hint of cottage cheese flavor in it. Really,
see,
there isn't.
That depends on everybody's palate, because I had somebody else on staff try it, and the comment was, well, you can still kind of taste a little bit of the cottage cheese. So if your tongue is used to cottage cheese, maybe that's something that you pull out.
Here's the thing for me. I'm sorry, I didn't
interrupt. No, go ahead.
I do not even know when or if I've had cottage cheese.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Could not even, if I did, I was a kid.
Right.
I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It was on my plate, and you were not getting off out of that table until you finished your plate.
Right.
So that's it. I mean, as an adult, I would say even in like from 16 on, there are certain foods that have not touched this body.
Right.
I don't even know if I know what it, like if I had to draw a picture of what cottage cheese looks like, I don't even know if I could do that.
Okay. Right, right.
So when I looked at this, I knew right away, okay, that doesn't look like what I know of cottage cheese.
Right, right, exactly.
So right away, your brain is not going to be putting the taste flavor
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Nope.
Think of Skittles and M&M's, you know, they're all the same, but our brain sees that color and immediately makes that color.
It changes the flavor in your mind, right, yeah.
I'm looking at this and it just feels like cookie dough.
It really does look like it.
Like cookie dough, you got the chocolate
and
chips in
healthy.
There.
And it's healthy. Oh. Because it has the protein. It's the base is cottage cheese with the oat flour and the coconut flour. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have some of the... It's gluten-free, which is great if you are gluten-free because a lot of cookies are made out of flour.
Flour, like regular wheat flour. Right? Yeah.
Or wheat flour. So you've got gluten in there. This, for those of us who are trying to avoid gluten, whether or not you're celiac or not... It's a great alternative. You still get to have that cookie dough without having the reaction.
Right.
So I was going to start this by saying, you know, Beth, I don't think you can make ice cream without cookie dough or chocolate or something like that. It turns out that's true.
So, just don't try to bake these cookies. It won't work. Yeah. It will not turn out.
Exactly. This is just so that you can have the cookie dough that we all loved. So,
it's really good.
I mean, there are recipes out there that you could probably swap out your heavy cream or dairy for the cottage cheese. You just need to make sure that you blend it really well so that it becomes smooth. Desserts aren't the only thing in which cottage cheese can be used. I also found a great website called Simply Recipes that had an article entitled 15 Recipes to Make with Cottage Cheese. That includes things like mac and cheese, tuna salad sandwich.
That sounds interesting.
I know. Instant Pot egg bites. So the recipe that caught my attention, though, was easy 5-ingredient pasta bake. The recipe serves 6, and it adds olive oil as an ingredient because you need that to grease the pan to brown your meat. So here's how to make it. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Fill a large pot with water, add salt, and bring it to a boil over high heat. Cook 1 pound of rigatoni or penne pasta for about 10 minutes or 1 to 2 minutes before the cooking time recommended on the package. The pasta will still be firm, and that's key because you're also going to bake it. Drain the pasta into the colander and set it in the sink. In the meantime, while that's cooking, heat that 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil in a large skillet that's set over medium-high heat. Add 1 pound of lean ground beef and cook it, breaking it up with a wooden spoon until no longer pink. Cook until warm. 3 to 4 minutes. Then add the pasta into the and stir to combine. Pour half of the mixture into a 13 by 11. Make dog container of 2% or whole milk. Cover with 10 or 8 ounce bag of shredded pasta on top and finish with the remaining shredded cheese evenly scattered on top. Then you're going to bake that until bubbly and the cheese is melted and lightly browned. That's going to take about 30 minutes or so. Let it sit for about 10 minutes before serving so that it can firm up. So this recipe sounds a lot to me like a baked ziti recipe that we use in our house.
Yep, that is 100%.
But instead of the ricotta, you're using the cottage cheese, which is a great swap even for lasagna.
I was going to say, that's exactly where I was going to go, is that it's a great substitute because they're similar. They're not exactly the same in consistency.
No.
But they both work in the same ways for like lasagna or baked ziti. Yep.
And if you don't want the clumps of curds in there, then you blend it instead.
Yep, exactly.
And then you put the dollops of the blend in.
Just like you would with ricotta. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That those noodle choices are good, too. I can see that working.
Fantastic.
So all of this goes to show us that even though cottage cheese may not seem like the best cheese option. There's more in the refrigerator.
Oh, good. Okay. I tried to steal Seth's.
Yes, you did. It may indeed be the most versatile. So once again, we'd like to thank the Hotel Mead for sponsoring our segment. The Hotel Mead offers 8 versatile meeting rooms, perfect for conferences, sales presentations, seminars, weddings, banquets, and more. With room sizes tailored to accommodate small board meetings to large gatherings of up to 450 guests, theater style, they have everything you need. Their skilled technical staff is on site to ensure that your event is both successful and enjoyable. For more information on all that the Hotel Mead has to offer, go to www.hotelmead.com. And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
All right. Another great addition to the kitchen's open. Thank you for that, Beth. And thank you. That is also coming from my mother. She's thanking you as well. And a big shout out to our friends at the Hotel Meet. It's great to have them working here at the studio with us again and everything. We appreciate them. Head on over there and be on the lookout, everybody. They got a really fun fall lined up for people over there. Going to make sure that we got plenty to do this winter over at the Hotel Meet.
Yeah.
And be listening every Monday for another edition of The Kitchen's Open. We'll be back with more fun.
Tell me something good.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at 105. Knew I was going to do it. I looked at the logo. The logo threw me.
Oh, no.
97.5 FM WFHR, locally grown radio.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night.
Beth, Seth, and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great one out there. As we get ready to say goodbye to summer and it tails down, there are a couple of things I know that we love about summer. I feel like this song is like almost the perfect theme for summer.
Yes.
And of course, we you know, there's things that we look forward to that we love. And then we reminisce about as we wrap up summer and everything. And the county fairs.
Yes.
County fairs, state fairs, all of those, they're a staple of summer. They are big wherever you are in the world. I know I was a little, I shouldn't have been, but I was a little surprised when I was out in California how popular they are there. But that's because I always thought of it as a Midwest thing.
Right.
When I was in Texas, man, you would, as you would imagine, they do them big there.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
It's fun to me to have not only been to state fairs and county fairs here in Wisconsin and Illinois, but to be in California, to be in Texas and experience them. They're fun. And the food.
Oh,
the food. One of our favorite things that brings us to county fairs is, oh, I can only get this item at this particular fair.
Right.
Beth knows this as well as we do and everything. And she sent over an article the other day from the foodnetwork.com. You can find this complete article at foodnetwork.com. A big shout out to Layla for this article here. And I encourage you to check that out, everybody. What it is the best fair foods in all 50 states.
Yep. Okay. Wow.
Give you a prime example right out the gate of this. We have from Alaska the Sockeye Slugger. Or Sockeye Slugger. Sorry.
Sockeye.
Yeah.
As in sockeye salmon, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And that's pretty much Alaska native owned company. Owners Buffy Mayer and Brandon Hayden started their business as a food booth at the Alaska State Fair. And ended up being a big thing, so they went from there.
That's cool.
The booth is still a part of the fair, although they have a bigger business now. A Sockeye Slugger is a salmon bratwurst made with sustainably caught Alaskan salmon, topped with pineapple, rhubarb, and mustard.
Sign me up.
Whoa.
Sign me up. We're...
That is bold flavors right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why haven't we adopted that here?
Yeah, I don't know.
I will say I love salmon. I think I like, I've just discovered this weekend. I think I like making salmon more than eating it.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind salmon. I'll eat it. I don't eat a lot of fish. But I love preparing and making salmon, especially if I can grill it. Oh, yeah. I like it. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. It's good. Arizona has fry bread.
They
haven't even had their state fair yet. That takes place in October.
All right.
For obvious reasons, it's way too hot.
Road trip, right?
What, down in October?
Yeah.
To get some fry bread in Arizona?
Yeah. Why not? Like,
it's good stuff.
We won't go through all 50 states, of course, but just a couple of these I could not help but touch on. Like this one right here, Arkansas has peanut patties.
Peanut patties?
And they're kind of a...
It looks like a glorified peanut brittle. Like
That's
the
right.
The whole top is covered with peanuts rather than just a couple interspersed.
Thought that was an interesting one.
Peanut patty.
I love, even if I'm not going to try one of these, I love the creativity of these things.
Oh, absolutely.
California has a wine slushy.
Of course they do.
That's not
too... Of course.
Not too surprising on that one right there. There are, strawberry lemonade sweet cake sundae.
What does that involve?
It is a flame grilled hot dog. And this one has bacon on it too.
I'm trying that.
Everything that you could have at a campfire in a bun.
I so want to try one of those. I'm going to make one.
Now, that is dark food when you can make them at home.
Yes, exactly.
Or at least try to make them. Time, Illinois has their corn dogs. The Illinois State Fair, longtime vendors, Voss Corn Dogs serves them. The stand has been owned by the same family for more than 50 years and three generations.
Wow.
Learning the secret to frying up a perfectly crisp corn dog.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It all starts with making sure the hot dog is completely dry before dipping it into the signature batter. Okay. Once coated, the dog is fried for exactly 3 minutes to ensure just the right amount of crunch. Fairgoers aren't the only ones who can't get enough of these either. They're all over in Montgomery Gentry, and Willie Nelson has been known for requesting, like, he has toured in Illinois so he can have these.
Wow.
Seriously. Oh, that is so cool.
He's gone on in interviews and talked about this and everything. There was a Farm Aid that took place there once.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those
things. And he fell in love with the corn dogs.
There you go.
Our youngest.
I was just going to say
he is a corn dog freak.
Yep.
He'd probably love those.
Don't tell him, because that means we might have to go to
Illinois.
I'm telling you, it's a game changer. This is a game changer to me, and I don't know. I would definitely try this one. Kentucky has their donut burger, and it is exactly what you think. A juicy beef patty with a sandwich between two Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, my God.
And they're specifically Krispy Kreme?
Yeah.
Which apparently is ironic, because that's a North Carolina company.
Yes.
I was wondering
about that. Yeah, they're from North Carolina.
Yeah. They are.
From Winston-Salem, yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, still. I mean,
I could imagine.
I would try it.
Like slicing the donut in half and using just one donut as a bun. I think, but this is a full donut on top and a full donut on bottom.
That's right.
You've got your sweet with the meat.
No soggy bottom bun there, James.
Nope. Yeah, that's
that would be able to hold it.
That does seem like a good idea. Seems better than the KFC thing with the chicken patties and then chicken inside. That's too much. It's too much. We go to Minnesota, where they have the Sweet Martha's chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh. Oh gosh, I'm trying to figure out if I ever had one of those. Oh no, you get a giant bucket of them?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Or you can get a giant bucket of them. So I've been to the Minnesota State Fair a few times in my life, and I have eaten some interesting things there. That's the first place I had alligator.
Okay. Ooh.
Well, I had alligator on a stick. It was a sausage.
On a stick.
And what was the
other
thing?
Doesn't everything taste better on a stick?
Mm-hmm. It does. It's supposed to.
Absolutely.
I've had some exotic foods down there, but that one, I don't think I ever had the cookies, though. Uh-huh. Now I'm sad.
Nearly 2 million people visit the Minnesota State Fair annually, and a lot of them go in there for Martha's cookie jar.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Owned by Martha Rossini Olsen and her team, bake 2,000 cookies per minute to keep up their demand.
Wow.
That's a lot of cookies. Oh, my goodness.
How do they do that at the fair?
They must have a really interesting system down for that. Yeah.
The fair offers more than 1,600 different dishes, ranging from a typical deep fried and on to things like Seth was talking about.
My gator. Yeah.
So that's a main feature of the Minnesota State
Fair.
It is. Offering these different foods
food
and stuff.
Food everywhere. Yes. Yeah.
Hmm.
It is a very big fair. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good one right there. Let me see. Montana has the Viking. Viking.
Wait a minute. Why does Minnesota have that one? No.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, really.
That makes sense.
More than 70,000 people descend on Great Falls to attend the Montana State Fair, and for many of them, a trip wouldn't be complete without the Viking. This meatball on a stick draws the crowds to the Sons of Norway booth.
Oh, I know the Sons of Norway are. Oh, that's cool. A giant meatball, huh?
Nice. On a stick.
On a stick.
It packs Nordic-inspired flavors into the deep-fried snacks. It starts with a ball of ground beef that's bound with an egg and oatmeal and seasoned with onions and a signature Scandinavian spice blend.
Okay.
Then dipped in batter and deep-fried, the portable snack has proven to be very popular.
Swedish meatball.
Deep-fried.
Deep-fried. It's a deep-fried Swedish meatball.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, I would try that. I would definitely try that.
You going to try and make that one up? Because you're a meatball connoisseur at home.
I know. I haven't done a lot of frying, though. That would be have to do a little.
You need help. I
making the meatballs?
Nana said that's my hands. My hands are big. That they're perfect. New Hampshire has their pumpkin donut, which is pretty much what it sounds. But New Jersey has a pineapple smoothie that actually comes in a
cut out.
Very nice.
Oh, see, that's
cool
looking.
And this is in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Why isn't that Hawaii?
Seriously, what's going on in New Jersey? See, they can't have their own ideas. They got to steal it from everyone else.
It's interesting how some state fairs really lean into the state part of it.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Where others kind of lean into the states.
Yeah, or more exotic kind of things.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder how many pineapples they have to import just for that fair.
It's a great point.
Why would all these pineapples go to New Jersey? I don't know.
Ohio has deep-fried Buckeyes.
Yep.
Those are, of course...
Buckeyes are good.
They're not talking about the actual nut. They're talking about the peanut butter ball that's covered in chocolate and then deep-fried.
Oof.
There you go.
That sounds insane.
I would definitely try that.
I've had a Buckeye, the regular ones, not the deep-fried ones. So.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have to check out Wisconsin. Yes, what would be this list without doing that?
I'm guessing cream puff.
That would be my guess, but, I mean, they've got some pretty other things. Spaghetti. I don't know if anyone else has spaghetti on a stick.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's probably going to be the cream puff.
Original cream puffs.
Yep, there you go.
Ding, 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 ding.
There we go. Oh, nicely done. Food has become its own attraction at the Wisconsin State Fair, which draws more than 1 million attendees to West Allis every August. There are more than 200 food and drink vendors to choose from. But for a taste of Wisconsin best known, our agricultural export focus on dairy.
There you go.
This is the one. Is the original cream puff created in 1924 by the Wisconsin Bakers Association to highlight the state's wheat and dairy industries. Can we just have some fun with my dyslexia for a
with
second?
The bankers?
Yeah. And the idea that it was actually invented by a bunch of bankers. Like,
gentlemen, we talk about money all the time. Let's talk about food for
there
once.
There we go.
Yes. I like that. I kind of like that story.
So I'm just kind of curious. North Dakota, is it deep fried pickles?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question.
Maybe that's why they're number one in pickles.
I never went to the North Dakota State Fair when we were out
there. We didn't do the state fair. We did the county fair, the Red River Fair.
Yeah, right. The Cass County one.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But not the state one.
North Dakota poutine.
Oh, of course.
Yep. Because they're right there by Canada.
By Canada. That makes sense. Yeah.
It's an interesting one. Yeah, that's it. And that's a Canadian dish. Mm-hmm. A dish of French fries topped with fresh cheese curds and brown gravy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. Poutine is excellent.
We will love to hear from you out there and to know your favorite fair food. Go ahead and let us know, everybody. And, of course, get ready for another great fair season next summer. Beth, great stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Appreciate that. We'll take a quick break, get to our news, sports, and partner break, and come back and have some more fun getting in some entertainment when we get back on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope y'all are having a good one out there. Thank you so much for joining us over here. Seth and James hanging out with you. Gonna have some fun this hour. We got good things lined up for you. A little bit later, we'll get into our schedule, get to some good stories of the day. Got all that coming up for you. But right now, we dive into some entertainment news.
Okay.
Thought this was a fun one, Seth. A couple of different ones that we got lined up for everybody with this segment.
Okay.
And the returning cast members.
Okay.
Now, who the returning members are in Quebec. I could end up on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Because they have only announced members so far.
What?
So you're saying there's a chance.
Hope Springs
in 51 on Saturday Night Live, but Lauren Michaels' big shakeup couldn't be those kind of disruptions election going on. Yeah, these two big changes or anything like that over 2 years, really.
Right.
And he says the new cast will be announced in a week or so. Only one cast member is confirmed to be returning, and it is not Kenan Thompson.
Oh.
Which I expected.
Okay.
I just expected that Kenan's going to be back. And I still expect him to be back.
Okay.
It just has not been announced yet.
Right.
The only person that has is James Austin Johnson, who is probably their next great impersonator. Picking up the Phil Hartman, Bill Hader kind of role, Daryl Hammond kind of role that.
Yep.
He is the one that plays President Trump.
Right.
So another
reason. That would make sense, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the greatest Trump impression there's ever been. There's not even, he even has second and third place. He does it so well. So that's kind of a no-brainer and everything. On a related note, Lauren Michaels did say recently that he would have asked Sinead O'Connor to sing at the 50th special.
Really?
Yeah, he would have asked her to be a part of it and everything. This is kind of wild in many ways.
Yeah.
Because we're not just talking about, the focus is cast members.
Mm-hmm.
Cast members, 9.9% out of 10 are usually also writers on the show.
Right.
So you don't just have flux, you're not only in flux with your cast, but the writing crew as well.
Mm-hmm.
And look, we're getting close here. Like August is literally
almost at the end. I mean, at the end of the month, yeah.
That's where a lot of the training goes in. That's where a lot of the work goes in. I would love to know why it's taken this long to not nail this cast down.
Right.
I will say there, I personally believe, it, whether we're talking entertainment, sports, I don't care what you put in front of me, there has never been a greater scout of talent than Lorne Michaels.
Mm.
There may never be another greater scout of talent than Lorne Michaels. He does his homework. I've been in the building. I've not been around him, but I've been in the building when he is scouting at Second City.
Right.
And we're talking like December. Like, you know, there's already a season going on.
And
he's over there.
Look for like, the next year, right?
Did you everybody hear Lorne Michaels is in the building? And it just scatters around and everything. and you never see him.
Right.
But he's in and out or all that. But he's doing it even then. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that's a big part of this right now. I don't think this is a contractual thing where he's trying to work out contracts with people. I think it's more of he wants to change it up and maybe even bring in a whole new cast. Like, I mean, not just a couple of members like he's been doing for a long time.
Well, that would be a shakeup for sure. That'd be a big shakeup if that were the case. So, yeah,
There's a handful of actors that I think I would be really sad to see them go, only because they've really just started to learn how to get used to being on this show.
Right.
You really need a couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. There are very, very few actors who have. Right out the gate, they were great on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're talking Will Ferrell, Tracy Morgan, Molly Shannon, anybody like that, it took them time. Mm-hmm. They had potential. They had something that was working. But they were still leaning into the Phil Hartmans, the Dana Carveys, the Mike Myers, the cast before them.
Right.
They helped them get them seasoned.
Right. It seems like that's like was the method, right? That you would do that. That's where you could cycle in people constantly, but you could still get that same flavor.
It's dangerous to the when you do this, when you bring in a fresh new cast, because you don't have that veteran experience to lean on,
right?
And you don't know that, and the audience doesn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
The audience doesn't have that recurring thing. What brings us to TV shows and movies more times than not? You would be surprised.
Familiarity, right?
Yes, you would be surprised how little plot has to do with it.
Yeah.
It's so much about these characters.
It's characters,
and, oh, I knew this person from this thing from before, so I know I'll like it.
Right. Right. Well, there you go.
At season, when your ratings have never been more important, he's doing this and he's second season.
Mm-hmm.
This was one thing to do it back in the early 80s.
Right.
You can get away with it a little bit.
Because it wasn't 50 years. Seriously.
Like, hey, it doesn't matter if the ratings are good or not.
Right.
It's Saturday night
anyway.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Now they look at it as, well, I could put on this. I can make more money if I just play
ever,
back.
Right.
I am, as it being one of my favorite things in the world, Saturday Night Live, I am a little nervous about this, actually. I'm a little, not even just the idea of what it'll happen, but what cast he brings out and how this is going to go over.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, a 50-year run. Man, what a run for any kind of media thing. Seriously, man, they're in the realm of like Meet the Press.
Yeah.
You know, The Guiding Lights, you know, The Simpsons kind of thing. That is rare territory to be around for that long. That's an accomplishment.
If SNL gets canceled mid-season, it's already been on longer than anybody ever expected.
Absolutely. What was the expectation back in 1975? Seriously. Of these bunch of, you know, improv people and a few Harvard writers, you know?
The not ready for prime time players.
There was a reason they called them that, right? Yeah.
It's one of the greatest lines for anything. I love it.
Yep.
I love it. The band Coldplay has been in the news a bit over the last couple of weeks.
For some interesting bits, yeah.
It's nothing to do with their music.
No, it had nothing
to do with their music. But of course, by now, most people have heard of the Jumbotron incident where the couple was seen trying to scurry away from each other and everything.
Right. And I got to, real quick, James, I got to tell you, this was so much in the culture that when Beth and I went to Straight No Chaser, the a cappella group up in there, one of the comments that one of the guys did between the songs was, you know, something about, you know, now's the time to, you know, we're going to do a live song. He's like, no, I just want to let everyone know, while we are not filming this, people do have videos on their cameras. So even there, they're making jokes about it.
I never would have thought of this, but I love the idea of that everybody has a camera on their phone now. That, I mean, it's going to make cheating that much harder. That's awesome. I'm all in favor of that.
There you go.
I think it's hilarious. The Coldplay Jumbotron controversy is the gift that keeps on giving. During a show on Friday at Wembley Stadium, Chris Martin noticed a guy holding a sign that said he wanted intended to propose to his girlfriend. So, of course, he decided to have fun with it. Chris Martin says, quote, okay, now listen, my brother. I need you to nod as I do some basic security checks, okay? Then he asks, quote, is this person your partner? Yes? No, no one else's partner, just yours. And then he asked it a couple of other weird things and stuff like that.
Oh, just my had some gosh. Fun with it. That's great.
After the guy, quote, passed the test, Chris sang the couple through the proposal.
Oh, how sweet. That's nice.
I'm not a Coldplay guy. No. I think there might be one song that I kind of sure. is okay, yeah. and I can't even think of what it is now yeah. or anything like that. But Chris Martin has been on SNL, speaking of that. Yeah. He's been on there. Coldplay's been on there a bunch.
Yes.
And they're one of those bands that you could tell Lauren Mikes likes because they will oftentimes be brought in for special episodes or they will play out like the end of the show. Mm-hmm. They, very rare, like Bruce Springsteen is like almost it, where the E Street, or, I'm sorry, the band, the yeah. house mm-hmm. band for SNL is not playing at the end.
Right.
They're bringing out the E Street band. They're right. going to do it and stuff.
Because why wouldn't you?
I mean, right, like, right. Yeah. Coldplay's gotten to do that sometimes.
Oh, that's cool.
At least once that yep. I've seen and everything. And Chris Martin is shown, I think, in sketches and different things that he can, he's pretty good.
He's good, yeah.
He's very good at this MC stuff, yes, though. I did not realize how good of an MC he is. I got to give him a lot of credit
great
for that.
Great sense of humor. Great yeah. sense of humor.
Well, and leaning into it.
Yeah, 100%, you know, yes.
It's a good way to do it, yep. I think. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Tomorrow, just previewing a little bit of what we'll be getting into tomorrow, everybody. We are, those who don't know, I'm directing the fall show for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater mm-hmm. on Golden Pond. Yep. I've been trying to give everybody a little bit of a look behind the curtain mm-hmm. and how this goes. We will touch on it a little bit tomorrow and then a little more on Friday's show.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be doing that and very excited to get back into rehearsals.
This time?
Yeah.
He's going old school director.
As somebody who hasn't directed since high school, what kind of director do you want? That's what brings out the poach and everything. Since I don't know, week to week, I'm going to be a different type director.
You got to find which one you really want to
be. For a week, I'll be a nicer guy. No, I'm not going to do that.
Your cast will not let you get away with that. They will not. I know who's in that cast. They will not let you get away with
that. I like the idea. I want to act so badly that I'm acting like a director. That's what I'm going to start doing. That's what I'll start doing. We'll come back and have some more fun in the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away.
We appreciate the company throughout the last couple of hours. Want to thank you guys, the yeah. best listeners in radio. Shout out to Beth and all of mm-hmm. our sponsors and yep. everybody hanging out with us. Been a fun way to kick off the week.
Yeah. Good Monday.
Melissa and I will be hanging out with you tomorrow during the morning show. Be sure to catch it then.
Jeez, back to work, slacker. Jeez.
We're looking forward to that and looking forward to our lineup today. We got some great stuff lined up for you. Be sure to join us this afternoon at WFHR.com and check out the Rapids Report streaming exclusively right over there mm-hmm. or wherever you get your podcast.
Yep.
And today we're going to be hanging out with Caitlin, our good friend from the Wisconsin Beef Council.
Oh, cool. That's always a good informational conversation.
Caitlin's amazing. She yep. does a great job. And we're going to be talking about all things Wisconsin beef today. Looking
it's
forward
be
to that.
Beefy.
Yeah, beefy. Beef is what's for dinner. And in part two, it's Realty Radio time. David Farnborough joins us for Realty Radio.
Excellent.
We've got a couple of good ones for you today mm-hmm. as far as topics go.
Yeah.
Looking forward to diving into those with David a little bit later today. Be
Very
sure to
cool.
catch that and all the other previous episodes of the Rapids Report at mm-hmm. WFHR.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at Playmakers for me today, not only, season of baseball and what just happened weekend.
Right, right.
Yeah, getting ready to preview some of the college and NFL sports. We're also going to find it to come from the pickle.
Oh, you get into a pickle in baseball, otherwise known as a rundown.
Mm-hmm.
So really one.
All that coming up for you a little bit later today, Friday, because we've got high school sports.
We got some football.
We'll be talking more about that later in the week. There is a blood drive happening today. We are calling on all you heroes out there. If you can donate, we greatly appreciate you doing so this afternoon from 2 to 7 over at the Wisconsin Rapids former East Junior High School music room right over the East Junior High. Mm-hmm. You can go over there at 311 Lincoln Street and donate between 2 and 7 today. And we greatly appreciate every one of you out there that mm-hmm. is able to do that. Thank you so much, everybody.
Yes.
And also keep in mind that this Friday, mm-hmm. you'll also have another opportunity from 10 to 3 over at McMillan Library.
That's right.
Talk more about that when we get closer to it.
Absolutely. Don't forget, everyone, you can also check out our community calendar on WFHR.com as well. So make sure you check that one out. We have an event happening down at the Nakusa Library. They're having a town hall this evening at 5 o'clock. There will be food, so don't. If you're hungry when you come there, you'll be okay. They're going to discuss the library's needs and the future. You're going to learn more about their ADA accessible desk, which is very cool. Other topics of discussion include community needs and library programming, what they need to provide and what people are looking for from the library, the hour, staff levels, and funding. Always big, important questions, but this is a great opportunity to get, maybe if you have an idea or two, it's a great way to help out the Nakusa Library. We love our libraries around here, so you can help them out tonight at 5 o'clock in Nakusa.
And then on Wednesday, we've got a couple of events we wanted to highlight, and one of them happens pretty early before we really get going with the show here.
Yeah, exactly. American Heroes Cafe. The next one is coming up, everyone, from 7:30 to 9:30 over at Crossview Church in Wisconsin Rapids. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Refreshments provided at no cost. This is the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. I know when we get into the fall and winter winter seasons, they do change that, so we'll be giving you those updates as Tom gives them to us.
And our friends over at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce have their Coffee with the Chamber coming up this Wednesday, 8:30 to 9:30. It'll be taking place over at the Chamber Boardroom at 1120 Lincoln Street. Excellent. Head on over there. You don't get a chance to get on over to the Chamber often enough.
No, that's right.
Get on over there. They're going to be discussing building tomorrow's talent, apprenticeship, and custom training solutions.
Cool. That's an interesting topic.
Jackie Esselman will be down there as one of their speakers, along with Brenda Hudak, and they're both really good talkers, really good at what they're talking about, and it's a good one. Be sure to attend this one and all mm-hmm. of our events with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. Coffee with the Chamber this Wednesday, 8:30 to 9:30 over at the Chamber Boardroom.
That's right.
And, of course, we got good stories from around the world we want to touch on. This one I've been waiting, Seth.
Okay.
An elementary school in Arizona welcomed kids back this week with some help from a tortoise named Bowser. Like the Super Mario character.
Yeah, of course, of course.
The Sierra Vista Police Department recently made him an honorary cop.
Aw.
They brought him in to inject some fun into the kids' first day of school.
Very cool. Nice.
Well played.
Well done. Well done.
Very well played. Very mm-hmm. well done by them. I think that is a pretty cool story. And a group of 100 culinary students in Mexico broke a world record. We're going to talk about that one, Melissa and I, tomorrow.
Ooh, more details to come. Yeah.
I'm going
to
be doing these teases every once in a while.
That's not a bad idea.
Have some fun with it.
100 culinary students in Mexico. That's a great lead.
What did they make?
What did they do? I like that.
A 20-year-old man in Florida says his faith is renewed after his cross necklace saved his life.
What?
His buddy was showing off his gun and shot him in the chest from 10 feet away.
No.
But his necklace slowed the bullet and it kept him from killing him.
Really?
Man.
Oh my goodness.
Man.
Oh.
That is a lucky
story. Please be careful
story.
With your guns, people.
Yeah. That
should never have happened.
No, that did not need to happen. But this one here, this is some intense footage. And a good in time, they risked their own life and pulled him off the tracks in less than a second to spare.
Wow.
I actually, when I saw this, I actually wondered if it, because it was just too close.
I'm going to say, I don't know if I can watch that. Ugh.
But there's another angle on it and everything. Mm, yeah. It should come with a warning. It really should. This one got up there because of the footage mm-hmm. of it. There are more good stories out there and ones that aren't even covered, everybody. But when it comes to ones that you know about, let us know.
We want to share them, yeah.
I would love for this segment to be much more Wisconsin or much more local focused.
Yes.
And everything. And we could use a little help with that.
You can be anonymous. You don't have to. We don't need that. We just want the stories. Yeah.
If you want your name attached to it, we will.
That's fine.
If you don't, that's fine too. Yep. But get them to us. You can always call in or email us. We'd love to hear them. And we'll be back with more show tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.